Yeah, I think it's going to work.
I'll change the color on my pencil here and I'll know where I am.
We'll make this real too.
Know where to start in?
Yeah. Used to be I'd just use a straight lead pencil all the way through. Now where'd I put my pen? There it is. And of course you can't tell one reel from the next that way. It's quite confusing. Oh, I was going to ask you some terms of relationship. Mr.
Well, he's just slim.
But to you, he'd be your...
My husband.
Uh-huh. And you are his...
Wife.
Mm-hmm. And a woman whose husband is dead would be a...
Widow woman.
Mm-hmm. And what did you generally call your father?
Dad. He's always been Dad. Mm-hmm.
Any formal term for him? Father or?
Mm-mm. No, he's just always been Dad.
How about your mother?
No, she's Mom. Of course, when I was a youngster, she was Mama. And then we shortened it to Mom. I don't know how that ever got in, but well, I do too.
And your mother and your father would be your?
Mother and Dad now.
Mm-hmm.
But in speaking to them, they're Mom and Dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the term of relationship, you'd be their daughter, they would together would be your?
Mother and father.
Parents?
No, I never speak of them as being parents. Mother and father.
Mother and dad. Uh-huh. What did you generally call your grandfather? Or did you know
him? I never had one.
What would you call him, probably, if you did?
Probably Granddad.
How about your grandmother?
Well, she was Grandma. Hmm? She's never anything else.
And if you had a girl, she would be your...
My daughter.
Hmm? Who delivered the babies in the early days when there was no doctor handy?
Midwife.
Any special term, funny term, or general term for a child born out of wedlock? I've got three of these in here.
Three of them.
This sounds like it would be real interesting. I might learn some.
Well, I got one of those touchy ones coming up right now.
I've always heard, of course, now I've heard an expression that I would never use. If that's...
The legal term, bastard?
Yes. I would never use that.
This, of course, is what you'd meet in a law court. This would be the one they'd use all the time.
Well, I would say illegitimate.
Uh-huh. I know in some parts of the country, they won't use the term. The legal
term, never
bastard,
would.
They'll say blanket baby or wood scold or something like that.
I would never.
Different euphemisms to get away from it. Oh, let's see. Son would be a boy, a daughter would be a...
Girl.
I've got three of those. One is, what did you call the outdoor toilet? One, what do you call a child born out of wedlock? Looking for these terms that you use to get away from it. Oh, there's another one, too. I mentioned this to you. When you're extremely... Your stomach is very upset, and it's just going round and round and round. You say you're sick.
Oh, I usually say, I never am that way. I just say I'm sick.
Do you ever use the term sick to my stomach or sick at my stomach?
Well, I'm always sick at my stomach.
I'm sick to my stomach.
You are?
Yeah.